Talking about the results from the new Marquette University Law School poll here on The Morning Show, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The poll of Wisconsin registered voters included questions on race and police. It was conducted last week before the violent protests this week at the state capitol. What do you want to know about the poll and its takeaways? We're at 800-642-1234. Charles Franklin is poll director and ready to break down the numbers for us. He's a Marquette University professor of law and public policy, co-founder of Pollster.com, founder of PollsandVotes.com. Charles, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So once again, in this poll, you asked Wisconsin voters who they want in the White House. What did you see about the takeaways there with President Trump and Joe Biden?
In this June poll, 49% support Biden, 41% for Trump. That's an 8-point margin. A month ago in May, it was a 3-point Biden lead, and it had been 3 points in March as well. Back in February, it was tied. So we've seen a trend in Biden's direction and a notable bump of 5 points in this last month. To that 49-41 margin for Biden.
I wonder if this is bearing out in other battleground states, because New York Times Siena College poll of swing states, it's looking like, polling results are matching up here with what you're seeing in Wisconsin.
Yes, they surveyed a number of states, and that's terrific to get lots of individual state polls. As we know, the Electoral College matters a lot, and individual states are pretty rare. But in the last 3 polls that have come out from Wisconsin, Fox News in early June had Biden by 9. We yesterday had Biden by 8. And in that New York Times Siena poll that just came out this morning, they have Biden by 11. So if you look at that spread, it's pretty close together. And it all agrees that the margin is in the high single digits, low double digits. National averages have also shown, both nationally and in individual states, that the last month has improved Biden's standing. And of course, between the virus, the economy, and protests, it has not been a month filled with much good news for President Trump. And he suffered from that, apparently, in polling here as well as elsewhere.
You talked with 805 registered Wisconsin voters, some cell phone, some landline. How did they break down politically?
Yeah, it's about 65% cell phone, by the way.
Okay.
Politically, it's a slightly Republican sample, 45 Republican, 44 Democrat. If you don't include people who say they're independent but lean to one party or the other, it's 31 Republican, 29 Democrat. If we look at our complete set of polls since 2017, the average has been 1 point more Republican or a dead even split. So we're at 1 or 2 points more Republican. We're right close to the long-term average.
How do you make sure you can get that almost equal representation?
Well, that's the sampling. The random sampling that we do gives every phone number in the state an equal chance of being called. And so we let the magic of probability handle that. It varies, of course. We can have a more Democratic or more Republican sample month to month. But it doesn't vary by much.
Let's look at what you found in President Trump's approval rating in this poll. Overall job approval rating was 45%. How does that compare to your previous polling?
Yeah, it's down 2 points from the May poll. It was 47 then. President Trump's job approval only moves in a small range, both nationally and here in the state. If it was 47 last month, it was 48 a couple of months before that. And so there's been a little bit of a slippage down from sort of steady at 48 early in the year to 47 last month to 45 this month. The 45 support or approval is as low as we've seen since last August. But it has only moved over about a 3-point range in that time. When you look at individual areas of approval, specific issues, though, there's a lot of variation in how much his approval is compared to this small movement in overall approval. When we ask about how he's responded to protests and police misconduct, only 30% approve. When we ask about how he's handling the COVID virus, 44% approve. That's unchanged from last month. And on his strong suit, the economy, 50% approve, but that is down 4 points from May when it was 54. And also disapproval moved up 6 points on the economy. So I think if you look at this and say, what has happened over the last month? His strong suit is a little bit weaker than it was. The epidemic is really not changed. But the new issue on the scene, the protests and the response to police killing of Black Americans, is really quite a notably poor showing for the president. I mentioned it's 30% approval, 58% disapprove of how he's handling his job on that.
And this, the question about protests and the Black Lives Matter movement, that is a new question on this poll. Is that right?
That's right. We've asked questions about the police and police behavior in the past, but obviously the current protests are new. What we found there statewide was that 61% approve of the protests, 36% disapprove, 59% approve of the Black Lives Matter movement, 27% have an unfavorable view. But for the police, 72% have a favorable view of the police, just 18% a negative view of the police. So there's some variation there. I think the takeaway is there's a good deal of sympathy for both the protests and the Black Lives Matter movement, but there's also a lot of favorability to the police. We do see substantial differences by race in these views, but majorities of white respondents approve of the protests and have a favorable view of the Black Lives Matter movement, as well as a big majority of white respondents who are favorable to the police. African-American respondents are more approving of both the protest and the Black Lives Matter movement, negative on the police, with just a 39 favorable, 49 unfavorable split there. So we do see racial differences. And when we start asking about specific police behaviors, we see bigger differences.
Charles Franklin with us, director of the Marquette University Law School poll, professor of law and public policy. We're looking at the new poll that was released yesterday. Taking your questions about the poll at 800-642-1234. Does your own opinion line up with the outcome of this poll? Where does it deviate? You can call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Charles, support for President Trump among Republicans also declined in your latest poll. What did the numbers show there?
Yeah, there's Republican voters have been very strong in their support for the president. And last month in May, 93% of Republicans said they were voting for the president. That fell to 83 this month, with 8% defecting to Biden and the others saying they don't know what they'll do. Likewise, Democratic support for Biden increased a little bit from 93, which was already very high, to 97% this month. So you're seeing consolidation of Biden's support among the Democrats, but a little bit of slippage in his support among Republicans this month. Also, independents flipped sides.
I was about to ask you about independents.
Great minds think alike. In May, independents favored Trump by 34 to 27. But this month, they favor Biden by 38-30. So that's a fair swing in a month for that group. However, notice that it's 38-30 now that's only 68%. That leaves 32% who say they don't know how they'll vote, or they might vote for neither candidate and think of a third party. So independents are still far from having made up their minds. And while this month they've swung to Biden, I think there's a long ways to go to November as independents do begin to make up their minds between the candidates.
Yeah, long way to go to November. Wondering, what did you ask 4 years ago leading up to November 2016 election? And do you see strong echoes of those questions with what you're asking today?
Well, some things do show similar things. We asked about the candidates, whether President Trump or Vice President Biden cares about people like you. With Trump, that's 39 cares, 57 does not. With Biden, it's 46 cares, 42 does not. So Biden a little above water, Trump a good bit underwater on that question. Trump was underwater on the cares question during 2016. And on favorability, he was seen quite negatively in 2016, but so was Hillary Clinton. I think one point to make is that we've seen over time a shift in Trump's favorability, which had been negative in 2016, but began to be more positive late in the campaign, and especially once he was elected. And that shift has endured. He's net negative, but he's not nearly as net negative now as he was in 2016.
Our guide is poll director Charles Franklin, and you can join in. Do you think polls are helpful and useful, or do you feel they're skewed? What issues do you think Wisconsinites should be polled about? Does your opinion align with these results or diverge? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Charles Franklin here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The latest poll from Marquette University's law school gauged how Wisconsin voters feel about the presidential race. It also surveyed how people are responding to the protests over police brutality. Has your view of the Black Lives Matter movement changed since the killing of George Floyd? How do you feel about the protests and the calls for police reform? Do you support the message to defund police? Join in, 800-642-1234. We have Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette Law School poll, and he stays with us. Let's take a call now. Katie is with us from Janesville. Hi, Katie.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question has to do with, how is the poll taken? Is it a written one or is it a spoken one? And my point is, when you were talking about specific police actions, do you ask, have you ever had a good encounter with a police officer? What are some good things that police officers do? You know, two or three good questions and then ask a bad one. Does that skew the answers in the polling in any way? You can do it for any subject, whether it's President Trump or, you know, Vice President Biden.
Those are great questions. I should have you in my polling class. That would be a good conversation for the students to hear. So the quick answer is, we did this poll, as we do almost all of our polls, on the telephone with a live interviewer rather than doing them online. And so this was with a live interview. The question wording and order, certainly wording matters and order sometimes matter, though we found in this survey order didn't make very much difference in terms of which questions we asked first. We actually test that by randomizing whether you get question A and then question B, or question B and then question A. And that way we can find out whether the order matters or not, rather than just guess. We asked, for example, how do you feel when you're around the police? Does being around the police make you feel safe or make you feel anxious? So 86% said they felt safe around the police. 11% said they felt anxious. So that's a case where this very positive view of police is reinforced by that question. But it also is the illustration of how different the experiences of Black citizens and Hispanic citizens are compared to that of whites. Among Black respondents in the sample, only 43% felt safe, 44% felt anxious, while for whites, it was 90% safe, just 8% anxious. And that, you know, is rooted in experiences that people have had and how different the world looks if you're white and feel fine and safe that the police have arrived, or if you're an African American and you're right at an even split of anxiety and safety. We see some other differences. We asked about whether police killings are of Black people have been just isolated incidents or a broader pattern. There, the split is overall 44% isolated, 48% broader pattern. But among African American respondents, it's 8% isolated, 86% broader pattern. While for white respondents, it's 47 isolated, 44 broader pattern. So you see these large racial differences that relate to police behavior and the experience with the police, even though white and Black respondents alike overall favorability of the police is pretty high, but it's higher for white respondents than it is for Black respondents. So there are gaps in that perception as well.
What did you see in the area of deadly force?
We've asked a couple of times, are the police too willing to use deadly force or not? 42% say they are too willing, 51% not. But again, a big racial divide. 68% of Black respondents say they're too willing, 25% not. And among white respondents, only 38% say too willing, 54% not. So I think the pattern you're seeing here is that despite events over the last few years where we've seen video and leading up to and now beyond the George Floyd death, nevertheless, these differences in perceptions by race are really substantial. And I think they reflect the different experiences of different racial groups.
Katie, thank you so much for the call. We have Charles Franklin with us, director of the Marquette University Law School poll and a professor of law and public policy, looking at the new poll results, breaking them down with your questions, 800-642-1234. Well, Charles, we had Pat who writes in to ask, does caller ID reflect it's the Marquette University Law School poll calling you?
No, it does not. It just shows the call center's phone number, which no one would know. It's not one in your contacts list. We did that on purpose, though, because it's better if people decide to pick up the phone and do the survey or not without initially knowing that it's us. Now, when someone does pick up, we immediately say, I'm calling on behalf of the Marquette poll. You know, we have some questions, so people know right from the beginning, but they don't know at the moment they decide to pick up. And the reason for that is it's better not to know. We don't want people who love us to pick up, and we don't want people who hate us to pick up. We want people that don't know that it's a pollster calling. And that helps make sure that there's not a inadvertent bias in that process. When people pick up, we get about 65 to 70% who agree to do the interview. The real problem is that lots and lots of people don't pick up in the first place.
Pat also wants to know, on average, how many minutes does this interview take?
15 to 17 minutes on the phone.
Yeah. Going back to the protests here for a moment, there have been flashbacks and comparisons to the King assassination riots and the civil disturbance that swept through our country after the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968. What does the approval or disapproval poll results on the protests of today tell us about what we can infer about 1968?
Yes, that analogy has been raised a lot, but I think these results show how different the two time points are. In 1968, the protests, which took place throughout the year, and at various times accompanied by riots and civil unrest in cities, had a much, much more negative approval rating. 61% approve in this case. And surely if we had asked, do you approve of breaking into windows or burning buildings, no, that would be far smaller. But ask just, do you approve or disapprove of the protests that are going on? To see 61% approval is very different than it was. And I think that plus the favorability to Black Lives Matter shows that there's broad sympathy for the appropriateness of response and protest to the George Floyd killing and the other killings of Black people we've seen just in the last month or so, not to mention over time. So there's more sympathy there in this case than there was in 1968. But the impact of that is that the support for this, I'm sorry, I'm not saying that well, the sympathy is there, as I just showed. What to do about policing is a more mixed picture. 23% would defund, but 81% would restructure the police and make them more accountable. So between defund the police and restructure and make accountable, there's a vast political difference. Mm. A small minority in the first case and a really large majority that crosses racial lines if we ask it about restructuring and making accountable.
Charles, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette University Law School Poll. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to The Ideas Network.